George and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul. Up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Devil finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, let your dog bite, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played, fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, a picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you- as heads as tears just call me Lucifer, cause I'm a mean son straight to me. Have some courtesy, have some sympathy and some taste. Lose all your world and politics, or lay your soul to waste.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stop driving high, nitwits. That's what the people at NHTSA say, and that's what I say too. It's Chris Earle and the Friday Night Frights. How are you liking the Friday Night Frights? It's pretty fun. I'm having a good time here. I feel like I can smoke a cigarette and ride a bicycle at the same time. I feel that good. 7:10 in the evening, if you're still at work, leave. What are you waiting for? It's a joke I wrote called Still at Work? Leave. That I'm never going to do again. All right, here we go. WMFO studio line is 915-WMFO. For those of you who don't know numbers, it's 855-915. Or don't know letters, here's the numbers. It's local. It's 781 with a couple of numbers there. You can guess them if you want. You could Skype me at DJWMFO. If you want to do it the right way, it's WMFO/DJ. If you all think this is just nonsense and I'm trying to make you laugh, that's what I've done. All right, for those smart people out there, we were on round 7. No, we're on round 6. Yeah, we were on round 6. I was told today that there would be no math in this portion of the show, But that is not the case. Round six, Old Scratch himself. It was going to be Charlie Daniels' band versus the Rolling Stones, but I decided to mix it up a little more and throw Guns N' Roses' version of that Sympathy for the Devil in there, because I never really hear that one that often. It's pretty good, but to me, Charlie Daniels' band, you can't beat that one, man. That is like a classic. A classic. There's some great songs about Old Scratch, but that one's a classic. Anyway, my vote is for the Charlie Daniels Band. What do you think? You like that Rolling Stones cover done by Guns N' Roses? Or do you like the Charlie Daniels Band? Like me. Be like me, everyone. Join us, do. Be one of us. One of us. One of us. One of us. 7:12 in the evening. And this is the only October 18th, 2024 you're ever going to get. You're spending it with me, so good for you. Nice choice. There's plenty of choices you can make, and you made this one. I envy you. I wish I made the same choice. I wish I could be out there listening with you. I wish we could be like ordering a pie, like a little, not like an apple pie, but like a cheese pie, like a little cheese pizza. I heard that Uno's is closing, so there's not going to be any more deep dish in Massachusetts. That's crazy. That's crazy to me. And I go to Chicago a lot, and I love the deep dish there. The Giordano's, oh my God, fantastic. I should just bring the deep dish out here. I should just bring out one, and we can split it. We can all split it. Now, I don't know if people would like it. I think they would. I don't know. I turned a couple people on when I was out in Chicago, and a couple of people that I work with turned them on to the deep dish. They were all excited. They're like, this is the best pizza I've ever had in my life. Thank you, Chris Earl. That's exactly how they said it. Thank you, Chris Earl. Most times I like to say, it's Earl and it's Mister. Give me your pronouns. Mister, Earl, that's it. I don't understand kids calling adults like by their first names. We ain't the same. We ain't equals. Shut up. Pick up your pants. Clear the snot off your face and call me Mr. Earl. Or don't even look at me. Don't look at me in the eyes. You scare me, kid. Remember that movie with all the weird kids like Village of the Damned? That's a good Halloween movie. I like talking Halloween stuff. And unfortunately, I only got another 46 minutes to do it. And I got a full boat here. I got a full ticket, as they say, at the presidential debates. I got a full line of question in here for you. I'm not going to let you actually speak. We've got questions we want to ask everybody. All right, let's see. It's round seven. Oh, this one's good. It's called Werewolf. Werewolf. So it's kind of like a Jeopardy question, right? So you do it in the form of a question. So the question is, werewolf, werewolf. Pretty clever, huh? Like to educate as well as entertain here at WMFO in Medford. It's the cramps. Not my stomach, the band. I was a teenage werewolf. They're gonna sing anytime now. Give me some candy.
I was a teenage werewolf. Races on my face. I was a teenage werewolf. And no one even said thanks.
Somebody please make me stop!
All right. That's the Cramps. Like I said, it's not my tummy. It's the band with I Was a Teenage Werewolf. You ever see that Teen Wolf? Pretty good. I had never seen it. I watched it, I don't know. I want to say it was a couple of weeks ago, but it was like probably 7 months ago. I was just sitting around. As a matter of fact, I think it was cold out. It was Michael J. Fox, 1985. Pretty good. And then Michael Landon was in the original one, which was the Little House on the Prairie guy. If anybody know who Michael Landon is, good for you. You're old like me. Most people don't know. I'd say most people under 50 probably don't know who Michael Landon is. Highway to Heaven. My grandmother always had Michael Landon on. She loved him. She loved him. Like my grandmother, she was like in her 60s and 70s, and I'd go and visit her. She'd always have at least three cups of tea, and she would have like of at least seven or eight like tea bags because she would save the tea bags. And my father would always be like, save the tea bags all the time. I'm like, geez, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree there, Daddy. But yeah, she loved Michael Landon. She loved Highway to Heaven, and she was pretty cool. I wish I got to know her more. I guess she had she didn't have a stroke, but she had like an incident. It was a TIA or whatever like that. And she was never the same, I guess, you know. But she was always crazy. And when I knew her, you know, some grandmothers are just crazy. You know, they were different, you know, when they were younger. But then when you meet them, unfortunately, they're crazy. And my dad drove her crazy. Oh my God, it was a shout match every time I'd see them. Just battling it out. Anyway, I liked her. She was pretty cool. I wish I hung out with her a little bit more. That's all I have to say about that. My other grandmother was just awesome, too. But that one was a little wacky. But she was fun. Grandmothers are always fun. Usually. Can you imagine, like, some people are just bitches their whole lives. And then they come a grandmother and they're like, okay, you know, somebody loves them. It's literally like, you know, freaking the Rancor and the Rancor Keeper, you know, where Hitler and Goebbels, you know, somebody's going to love somebody. Anyway, it's Friday Night Frights here at WMFO in Medford. I think we're in the middle of something. Yeah, we're in the middle of Werewolf. Werewolf. This is going to be a blowout, I think, but who knows? I think it's going to be a blowout. Here you go. All right. That's Ozzy. Bark at the Moon. One of his best, I think. Getting a lot of votes. I think that's going to be a blowout. But what do I know? I love Ozzy. I'm going for Ozzy on that one. Just So You Know. And the Cramps with a pretty good tune. I Was a Teenage Werewolf. And Cramps got a vote there. So, hey, maybe not a blowout. We'll see. We'll see. Next one. Let's do Wanted for Murder. Wanted for Murder. Here's two songs about murderers. And the murderers this week are Jacob Dylan and Sting. So it's going to be the Wallflowers versus the Police. It's called Wanted for Murder this round. And it's going to be a song called Murder by Numbers and Murder 101. Murder 101 is up first. It's the Wallflowers here, round 8 on the Friday Night Frights. Which one do you like better, Jacob Dylan and the Wallflowers or the Police and Sting? Here we go. There's Jacob Dylan, the Wallflowers, going up against the Police and Sting. Live version of Murder by Numbers.
This song is about the cynical manipulation of large numbers of people. It does happen. Once that you've decided on a killing, first you make a stone of your heart. And if you find that your hands are still willing, then you can turn a murder into art. There really isn't any need for bloodshed. You just do it with a little more finesse. If you can slip a tablet into someone's coffee, then it avoids an awful lot of mess. Oh yeah. Experience and you're flushed with your very first success,
then you must try a twosome or a threesome. You find your conscience bothers you much less, because murder is like anything you take to. It's a habit forming need for more and more. You can bump up every member of your family and anybody else you find upon. History's great dark hall of fame. All our greatest killers were industrious, at least the ones that we all know by name. Now you can reach the top of this profession if you become the leader of the land. For murder is the sport of the elected. You don't need to lift a finger of your hand. Murder by numbers. 1, 2, 3. It's as easy to learn as your ABC. Murder by numbers. 1, 2, 3. It's as easy to learn as your ABC.
It is the Friday Night Frights here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. I am on vacation next week, so I will not be here for Halloween. However, I wanted to do a little special show here. So I used to do Real Horror Show, which I loved. Such a fun show, and I would have Derek and Winston come in there with me, but I basically did everything horror, and it started in like September, and then after Halloween it was like, ah, what's the point? But it was kind of fun talking about movies and playing all the horrible things and finding horrible stories to talk about. A really fun show, but I will be posting those over the years. I'll probably throw a Real Horror Show out there or two. Before Halloween, maybe, for my listeners out there, I'll let you know where I place them, and you can listen to a couple of the Real Horror Shows just in time for Halloween. Some WMFO shows of the past. I've been here since 2007? Yeah. I've left, but, I mean, like, I go home and back again, and take a little break and come back again. Things like that. Let's just have a little fun. Let's have the fun round. We've done a demented round from time to time, so let's do the demented round. And it's going to be horror-based, and I'm going to start you with Mr. Vincent Price. Get those votes in. I will name some more winners after this round. It is the demented round here. It's going to be Vincent Price versus the Arrogant Worms. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price. If I am feeling particularly ambitious, I make a real curry plus all the side dishes. Many curries are made with meats on the bone, but for my guests, I only want to serve small boys. I like to look around for some really exotic and very hot ones. That's the way my wife likes them. I then skin the boys and take all of the meat from the bone. The easy way is to stab them one at a time with a fork and heat them over a gas flame on the stove until the skin bursts. It then peels right off. What fun. To make the curry itself is child's play, a very simple but a very elegant dish. Nothing makes a more exotic party. I generally lower all the lights and burn a little child to help create a mood. And then I have sitar records and put them on the stereo, and that helps tremendously. Candles winking everywhere are very romantic. The visual display of the curry, all the condiments, and the boys is really spectacular. This meal depends on you to create a mood, so be daring. Use a different tablecloth or a brilliant remnant of material. Pull out all the brass and copper you can find. Wear dangling earrings and a draped sari if you have it, and every bracelet you can find. Your guests will talk about this dinner party for weeks.
Hi, kids. Welcome to the Uncle Bobo Show. Are you ready to sing? Come on, let's go.
Billy and his family went on a holiday. They went down to Florida to laugh and dance and play. Bill went in for a swim, he didn't see the harm. But when he came back out again, he was short and arm. Cause Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy and his father went out to play some catch, but Billy missed the pass because his arm was unattached. The ball flew past his shoulder and it rolled into the swamp. When he went wading after it, his leg became a stump. Cause
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy and his father joined a three-legged race. They were tearing up the field, no one could keep the pace. But Billy tripped and did a flip and landed in the muck. He was running out of limbs and also out of luck. Cause
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy was all dirty, he really had to wash, but he couldn't use a towel cause his limbs had been gnawed off. He went into the water to get all clean and bright, but when his bath was finished, he was only half his height. Cause
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy's father rolled his wheelchair up upon a hill. He wanted to put Bill where he would not get killed, but he left him on a slope and into the swamp he rolled. They dragged out his head, but there was nothing left below.
Cause Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp.
Down in the swamp.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Chris Earle. The show is the Friday Night Frights. Got all kinds of things here. There's so many good songs that I'm not going to get on today. We've got 21 minutes left. I'm going to announce some winners here. Charlie Daniels Band wins by one vote versus Guns N' Roses. So the Devil Went Down to Georgia won round six. Round 7, Ozzy Osbourne is taken over from the Cramps. And it looks like the Police is going to win round 8. In the meantime, we have Rippy the Gator versus Vincent Price. I love that Vincent Price mashup. Whoever made that, fantastic. I should just do an AI version of Vincent Price, and I would listen to that at least an hour a day. I would listen to Vincent Price at least an hour a day in AI, which would be a lot of fun. In the Background is a great song. I don't want to spoil this song because I might actually play it later. It's Blood Rock with DOA. I might throw that in there if I have time. It's one of the creepiest songs of this show. I have two really wild ones. I'm going to call this one The Trouble with Country Girls. The Trouble with Country Girls is this next round. This first one is a really odd one. It's a remake of an old song, Appalachian song. Anyway, let's just listen to it. It is the Louvin Brothers, or the Lovin Brothers. I think it's the Lovin Brothers with Knoxville Girl. Here we go. The Problems with Country Girls.
I met a little girl in Knoxville, a town we all know well. And every Sunday evening, out in her home at well, we went to take an evening walk about a mile from town. I picked a stick up off the ground and knocked that fire girl down. She fell down on her bended knees, for mercy she did cry. Oh, Willie dear, don't kill me here, I'm unprepared to die. She never spoke another word, I only beat her more, until the ground around me within her blood did flow. I took her by her golden curls and I drug her round and round, throwing her into the river that flows through Knoxville town. Go down, you Knoxville girl with the dark and rolling eyes. Go down, you Knoxville girl, you can never be my bride. I started back to Knoxville, got there about midnight. My mother, she was worried and woke up in a fright, saying, dear son, what have you done to bloody your clothes so? I told my anxious mother at my nose. I call for me a candle to light myself to bed. I call for me a handkerchief to bind my aching. Troubles was for me like flames of hell around my bed and in my eyes could see. They carried me down to Knoxville and put me in a cell. My friends all tried to get me out, but none could go my bail. I'm here to waste my life away down in this dirty old jail, because I murdered that Knoxville girl, the girl I love so well.
right, the problem with country girls is this round is the Violent Femmes. They're both pretty disturbing. Which one is more disturbing? That's what you're voting for this round. It's the Friday Night Frights. WMFO in Medford.
I had me a wife, I had me some daughters. I tried so hard, I never knew still waters. Nothing to eat and nothing to drink. Nothing for a man to do but sit around and think. Nothing for a man to do but sit around and think. Nothing, I ain't funk. Breathing in the stink till finally I stunk. It was at that time I swear I lost my mind. Started making plans to kill my own kind. Started making plans to kill my own kind. Little daughter, I said to the youngest one, put your coat on, we'll have some fun. We'll go out to the mountains, the one to explore. Her face it lit up, I'm standing by the door. Her face it lit up, I'm standing by the door. Daughter, I will carry the lanterns. We'll go out tonight. We'll go to the caverns. We'll go out tonight. We'll go to the caves. Kiss your mother goodnight and remember that God saves. Kiss your mother goodnight and remember that God saves. I led her to a hole, a deep black well. I said, make a wish, make sure and not tell. And close your eyes, dear, and count to seven. You know your papa loves you, good children go to heaven. You know your papa loves you, good children go to heaven. I gave her a push, I gave her a shove. I pushed with all my might, I pushed with all my love. I threw my child into a bottomless pit. Screaming as she fell, but I never heard her hit. She was screaming as she fell, but I never heard her hit. The tale that I tell. You wanna know how to take a short trip to hell? It's guaranteed to get your own place in hell. Just take your lovely daughter and push her in the well. Take your lovely daughter and throw her in the well. Don't speak to me of lovers with a broken heart. You wanna know what will really tear you apart? I'm going out to the barn with a never stopping pain. I'm going out to the barn to hang myself in shame.
Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. It's the heavyweight round, everybody. It's the heavyweight round. Rob Zombie versus the Edgar Winter Group. WMFO in Medford. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Happy Halloween, everybody. I should say that. I'm not going to be here next week. I will be here the week after, but I'm getting the Halloween stuff in now. Great stuff. Great stuff, that Rob Zombie. Dracula. I just learned that this is about the Munsters car. I didn't even know that. I was never really a Munsters fan. I never really watched the Munsters much, but I guess Herman Munster has to, like, drag the Dracula to win back the grandpa's coach or something. He loses his coach. Supposedly like Hot Rod Munster or something like that. But a great Rob Zombie song. And Rob Zombie's got a couple of horror movies out there if you ever want to watch any of those. I saw the Halloween ones. They were pretty rough. Pretty rough. They were pretty intense. Not much story to them. Just a lot of killing. They were okay, though. Malcolm McDowell's in there playing Dr. Loomis. But this is the heavyweight round, so it's Rob Zombie going up against the Edgar Winter Group. I don't really have much time after that. I might just go out on something special. I'll find a song for us to encapsulate what we did here on the Friday Night Fights. But thanks to everybody for listening and for voting at DJWMFO at WMFO.org. You can listen live anytime and get past shows there. Vincent Price wins round 9. Round 8 goes to the Police over the Wallflowers. And the Violent Femmes is taking the most disturbing round. There was really no votes for that round. The problem with Country Girls there, Knoxville Girl versus Country Death Song, Violent Femmes are taking that. Right now, Rob Zombie's already got some votes going up against this one from the Edgar Winter Group. It reached 1 on the Billboard charts. Frankenstein. Friday Night Frights. I'm going to call this one a tie. I got to call it a tie. It's getting votes both ways. What would you vote for Edgar Winter Group, Edward?
I just love that song, Frankenstein. It's perfect.
Yeah. I'm going with Edgar Winter Group, too, but Rob Zombie's getting some votes here, so we got to go a straight-up tie, I think, on this. Both of them are great. I think Edgar Winter Group probably edges it out, though, since it was a number one hit. Edward is ready. He's coming. Happy Halloween, everybody. I will be back in 2 weeks. And maybe I'll play a couple more spooky tunes for you then on the Friday Night Fights. Thanks for listening to WMFO here in Medford. Take care, everybody. Have a good night. My name's Chris Earle. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.